Little Young may only be 25, but he's no stranger to success. And since his debut last year, his musical career has gone from strength to strength. Well, let's all go down the tubes now, because he's back on our show!
Yay.
Here he is, look at that.
What are you reading out?
Press release. Look at that. Did you get dressed in the dark, Will?
Yeah, listen, you just shut your face.
I see that you've fallen for the fashion victim Von Dutch caps.
Chris Moyles, what's the worst Christmas present you've ever received? Syphilis.
Well,
though technically I got it on Christmas Eve. You could say I opened my stocking early.
That's what I was reading. They caught me
10
unawares.
10 minutes ago.
They caught me unawares. Anyway, hello, Will Young.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well.
You remember young Dave, don't you?
I do.
Hello.
And do you remember...
How are you?
You're right.
We do.
Do you remember Rachel? Our lovely...
Of course I do.
Yeah? Liar.
No.
But anyway...
Did I not say earlier, hello, how are you? Nice to see you.
That doesn't mean, hello, how are you?
Yeah, but he remembers her from the last time he was in.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't. He's like a rock pop star now. He's always off his head. He's throwing TVs out of hotel windows. That's Will Young today.
Badly dressed, Will Young.
So you're apparently funny now, then. Last time you saw me, you went, oh, I'm funny now. I'm looking forward to coming on the show.
Did I say that?
Yeah,
oh, no. Why did I say that?
Seriously, what did you buy your Von Dutch cap? I'll tell you why.
What's wrong with it?
I never heard of these Von Dutch thing, right? And I'm in LA with Sophie, and we went in the Von... actually, put it back on.
Who's Sophie?
Not like you got in the bath with an electric fire. Sophie's my lovely, gorgeous girlfriend.
Okay. Right? How long have you been going out?
Oh, a year and a half, somewhere.
Okay.
2 years, I don't know. Can't remember. But she's lovely. Anyway, so we went on holiday. We're in LA, and we went in the Von Dutch shop. On Rodeo Drive or whatever it is next to... Anyway, we go
in. Swanky.
And I'm like... So you see everyone in these caps. So I'm like, I might get one, you know? I might get one. I swear, every cap I tried on, it made me look like I was some kind of idiot. I just looked wrong in them. And they don't go with anything.
When you wear caps, you look a bit like you might work in some kind of outback petrol station.
Let me try it on. Can I try it on, Will?
Yeah, go on.
All right, okay. I'll show you.
He's
making it bigger.
Hey, no, listen, you might have a bigger head than me, that's all.
I probably do.
There we go.
Right, okay.
Right.
So this is, it's filthy, this.
Oh, stick it on.
Did you find it in a bush shelter?
I only bought it the other day.
Where?
Oxfam. I can't remember.
Right, so I'm gonna duck down, then I'll put it on. Right, and you be honest. You tell me honestly what you think.
Okay. 10, okay.
Okay. Hi. See, now
I do expect you to sort of say, you know, do you want me to fill it up?
Yeah.
Do I not look like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future when he's playing his son? You know, the young one.
I think the fact that you're on your knees doesn't help.
Well, you know,
I've never even heard of Von Dutch.
I don't think you'd have a problem with that.
Is that a famous brand?
The what?
Von Dutch.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they make loads of clothes, but you only ever see people in the caps.
Yeah, I didn't know that though. I didn't know they were fashionable. I just bought it because I thought it was quite.
But
nice.
Aren't Dutch caps something totally different?
No, don't worry about that, Dave. You're getting completely mixed up. So, Will Young. Bless you. We had a great idea for you for the show today.
Oh, go on.
And it got poo-pooed.
Oh, go on.
But we rang your people.
Yeah. Oh,
and
who,
they went...
Who
hold the line
with?
A second.
Who did you ring?
We rang. We were there.
Did the people poo-poo it?
And we had a really good idea.
BMG?
Huh?
Did you ring BMG?
And they went, we're with his people. Let me just ask. No, you can't do it.
What was the idea?
I'll tell you.
I didn't even hear about it.
I'll tell you off the air.
I'm about to kick off, you see.
Rock and roll star.
No, it's nice to know. Go on, what was the idea?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
Right, and then you can go, oh, that's all right. Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Can you not write it down on a bit of paper?
No, because it's...
Lengthy.
Well, what we do is... In the last few weeks, our new thing for interviewing our guests is we get callers to phone up, right?
Oh, I've heard about this.
Right, so and they do different things. Like, so when Holly Valance was on, it was... We play a clip of them, so he goes, hello, my name's Teddy from Bolton, and I'm a newsagent. Right, yeah. Do you think he's got a nice question or a horrible question about you? Ooh, he sounds nice. All right, then, hear the question. When Dave Spikey was on the other week, they did jokes. So it's like, hello, my name's Sarah from Kidderminster, and I'm a receptionist, right? Do you think our joke's funny or not funny? That kind of thing. So what we're going to do with you, I'm going to switch the mic off, play you the clip.
Yeah.
Hello, my name's Simon. I'm from, you know...
Leeds,
right, yeah, and I work in a bank. And then you had to guess whether or not... Right? Well, that was the idea.
But right? The people poo-pooed
it. They went, no, I don't, no, they can't do that. Now, that was off the air.
Did that not go out?
That last bit didn't go out.
Oh, okay. So, what are you doing instead?
So instead, we're doing personal questions.
Okay. The thing is,
so you're gonna work out
like,
whether
I can get that wrong anyway. So I don't know if I would be good at guessing.
Yeah, but I'll switch the mic off again now.
Sorry, I'm off.
But don't you can tell with the red light.
Yeah.
But I thought you might have. But did you not have that?
Yeah. Sometimes it goes wrong, though. I think.
Right. But that's fun. Do you know what I mean?
Not for me.
I like that. My name is Brian. I'm a 24-stone lorry driver from Doncaster. Definitely. Do you know what I mean? That kind of thing. Oh, I'm bloody not. Or yes, I am actually. Do you know what I mean?
An interesting insight into our audience.
I think so.
Perhaps, maybe.
But anyway, they did that on the phone. They went, we'll just ask. No, get stuffed. That kind of thing. But anyway, I'll tell you what they said afterwards.
All right. After we could do it in our spare time, I suppose.
Well, if you really want to, but, you know, it's better things to do. Anyway, Will just said he's free tomorrow night, and I've invited him to Inverness, but I don't know if he can make it.
I thought you were going.
We're going to go tomorrow night.
Are you going tomorrow night? Are you doing it on Thursday?
Thursday.
Switch the lights on Thursday.
Talk to me about the limo.
Well, we get a limo. The limo picks us up. We'll say this, can't we?
Yeah.
On the runway. So we get off the plane.
Like a president.
Like George, Bush.
Like Bush.
I'm telling you.
George Bush.
The president of radio.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Hello.
You should
hello,
have flags.
Everyone.
Well, we're expecting the airport to be not dissimilar to Heathrow was this morning when the England rugby team arrived.
Oh, yeah.
We're expecting to have to be sort of pushed through by
hordes of people. The whole of Inverness is going to come out to the airport to welcome us. Bugger off back to England, you fat pig! Right, I'm sure they won't do that. They won't, no, they won't do
Happy
that.
Happy Christmas.
They won't. Thank God you're here last year, it was a crankies! I don't know, that kind of thing.
Are they from Wales?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of Australians.
It's a multicultural centre.
Yeah.
I think it sounds fun. I'm not sure about the limo.
Are you going to come?
I'm not free Thursday.
Rubbish.
Tomorrow night I'm free.
That's rubbish.
But I asked you what... I wanted to do something interesting tomorrow night, and I asked you what would be interesting.
Well, I know, but then I was saying...
Actually, Inverness... Well,
boozing with us in Inverness would be interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Will doesn't drink. He's a clean-cut pop star.
I never said that.
The long winding.
I actually hold my beer very well, thank you.
Do you?
Yeah, but you can't drink it well, though, can you?
Dribbling it all over the place. Holding it is fine, but when it comes to drinking it, all over. Anyway, right, we'll play a record, and then we'll chat more about you.
Brilliant.
Mr. Will
Young.
You
don't have to talk about me.
Enough about me, let's talk about you.
Excellent.
What do you think of me? I'm lovely. There you go. That's Justin Timberlake right here on the Hot Radio 1, and I'm loving it. I'll tell you what I am loving. I'm loving Will Young. Woo! Woo! He's here. He's got his new single, Leave Right Now. But we don't want you to leave right now. We want you to stay and hang out here on Radio 1, right? Pop-a-doodle-doo. So, seriously, I've done my research over you, Will. You've really got over that stutter that you used to have before. But what was it like sleeping with Jordan? Uh-huh. Sorry. All right, I'm sorry.
It's what? Cruel. It's cruel, Chris. That's what it is.
Sleeping with Jordan.
Why? Well, no.
It could be. Oh,
you got a comment.
I won't say what we just said off the air.
No.
But anyway, there you go.
You can't do that.
Pop Idol?
Yeah.
They've obviously asked you about it.
Yeah.
Right. I'll answer for you.
All right.
It's rubbish. It's rubbish. No one on there. Just like a couple of people with talent. But the rest are all pub singers. I take you to the Woodman, right, in Leeds, when we do open mic with Dave Cash on the keyboard and Mick doing the MCing, mm-hmm. right? You find better singers any weekend. Okay. So an old woman of about 82, she always sings.
Last time I was there,
Cactus
I did...
Cactus Jim does the Penny Arcade. And the Penny Arcade. So much better.
And Cactus Jim, last time we were there, did Star Trek in By the Firm.
No,
it was brilliant.
You never see that on pop-up.
All the words.
And what was this on Saturday? Someone sings The Long and Winding Roads. We've had that already.
He's all right, though, isn't he, that guy, Chris? I think he's got quite a good voice.
No, Sam's the only winner for me.
Yeah, I think he's going to win, actually.
Sam?
Yeah, because he actually got through. He was a wild card entry, wasn't he?
He's the only winner, Sam. Because he's young, he's cheeky, he's northern.
He's from your neck of the woods, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think Chris has got the best voice.
Which one's he? He's the one who tries too hard.
The glasses?
Yeah.
He's too cheesy for me.
Yeah, but I do think
Oh, no, the one with the glasses!
Yeah.
Oh, he looks like he's there because he's someone's mate. Do you know what I mean? Let's be honest. Oh, come on. Does he wear those glasses every week? I thought it was a joke.
No, I think he's
But he lost a bet.
I think he's got the best... Don't be nasty. I think he's got the best...
You're not related to him, are you?
No.
Who is manager?
My brother.
He's not
I think he's
brother.
Got the best voice.
I think Suzanne's good as well,
come on, he looks like a thin Jack Osborne.
I think
with
Nikki Chapman's
hair.
The best, to be honest.
Nikki Chapman.
She's my pop idol.
Oh, speaking of which, by the way, is it true...
Yep.
Her fella...
Oh, yeah, Shaki.
Yeah. Yeah. Did... I got... heard something that... he left you in Holland so he could go off and watch the Sheffield United game.
You know.
Is that true?
You know it's true. Because we spoke on the phone.
Yeah, it's in his book. So he was out in Holland, meant to be looking after you, and then goes, you all right if I go off and watch the football?
Was that the cup game, the Leeds-Sheffield game?
Yeah, exactly, he's a Leeds fan.
Yeah, he did.
He got stuff.
He did do that.
What it's like to be treated like... If you're working with Jennifer Lopez, you won't go... Jen, you're all right for an hour or two. Are you just going to go and watch the Leeds game in the bar? You go and, you know, sort yourself out, ask for some things or something.
This was my point, Chris, you know.
Well, you know.
Priorities.
Well, it's the
football or Will Young? What would you choose?
Football.
All right, fair enough.
Actually, football and Will Young would be a nice combination.
Will Young playing football?
Well, no, I don't, you know. Have you got much interest in football? I would say not.
Yeah, not as much as... I'm more of a rugby person, which we were talking about earlier.
But you played rugby yourself, didn't you, when you were... Oh dear! Oh, we should have.
It's lucky it's not televised. Do you not do some flash thing on the web?
No. You're right.
Nothing flash with us, really.
Right. Anyway, let's play.
Yeah, I was a very good rugby player.
Were you?
Yeah.
See, I find that very hard to believe.
We won the plate in the Exeter Sevens.
The plate?
Yeah.
Oh,
is that worse or best than
second
the cup?
Plate?
It's worse.
Get a saucer if you're second. What does that about? A plate?
Are we playing another record?
Well, if you want to.
God, you're like our new producer.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. That's where the similarities end. That's Barcelona, DK and Epsilon. Stan on OMC there, right here on Radio 1, Hot Rockin' across the afternoon in the UK. Got Will Young with us. Yeah, so Will, after Pop Idol, of course, you lost all that weight. I mean, your sag eye will always love you. Now look at you, you're not fat anymore. What's your secret?
I mean, a lot of exercise, Chris.
I tell you what, the interview is going quite well, but the stuff that we're getting off the air is tremendous.
I know. It's always the way, though, isn't it?
Mine, I must admit, today are a little bit too tight for me.
Oh, yeah.
I must admit.
Mine are tight and also slightly padded
Would you like to compare?
No.
I'll show you mine.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Stick the light on, Dave.
You're kidding, aren't you? Are you going to do this now?
Will and I are fashion experts.
I haven't waxed it. It's the only problem.
Really?
Neither have I.
I haven't washed. Right, so, okay, now... Okay,
I'll check nothing's sticking out.
We're just checking... Put the boys back in the barracks, Will. We're checking our pants, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because...
You ready?
I'll go... Yeah.
Okay.
Now, look, there.
Oh, see, they're good ones.
But they're a bit too tight around... God, Lord!
See?
God, Lord! Christ almighty!
See the padding, though, look.
Good Lord!
The padding.
I think I'll turn! Oh, my God! Look at that! Now, look, how's your ass, though? Is your ass...
Oh, that's all right.
It's not a bad ass.
Yeah.
Well, that's... See, now, doesn't not good for the ass, those?
oh, not good?
I don't think so,
why?
No, because they're a bit loose. Yeah. Now, look at them. Hugging, baby,
oh,
hugging.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah, but they can't do anything other than hug, can they?
What do you mean by that?
They're being strained.
Look at the front of me compared to Donkey Kong over there. Right now, Ron Jeremy. I shouldn't have done that, should I?
They're good pants, you know.
Oh, what, these?
Yeah.
Well, if you're lucky, I'll swap with you, but not right now.
No, thanks.
That'd be silly.
Can't believe you just did that.
What? Alan's having a heart attack.
He hates nudity in the studio. Tell you.
So you think not good round the bum, too loose?
I think a bit too loose round the bum. Alan, what's wrong? We don't need a hand. You're all right, Alan.
Back to the phone, Alan. Put the kettle on.
I'm telling you. Right, anyway, moving on then.
Yeah.
More from Will in just a second. We'll talk about his new single, we'll talk about his career, and we'll talk, no doubt, more about that thing. Nelly Furtado, Lost Brothers, that brilliant Cry Little Sister track. We are here. We're just. I can't switch the mic on when Will's saying libelous comments.
Was that libelous?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Borderline. Yeah.
I wouldn't repeat it.
That's true.
So, hello.
But that's a shame.
Well, anyway, yeah. Let's not do that.
All right.
Oh, here's something exciting. Tell me about your record.
The single or the album?
The single.
The single, Leave
Right
Now.
Tell me about both.
Okay. Leave Right Now, I think the best song I've done.
Really?
Yeah, the most musical. I think it's got the least amount of production and you can kind of hear the voice a bit more, which is nice. And I think the lyrics are great as well. It's a very sad song. And I really enjoy performing it, yeah.
Do you cry?
I did when I sang it in the studio, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because I think you've got to, but also because I haven't written it. And when you've been writing and then someone comes in with a song that you haven't done, you've got to kind of believe in it. So
right.
You've got to connect with the song, and that's what I did.
And the album, I have a copy of the album here.
Yeah, yep.
Were you wearing the pants in the cover for that?
No, that was pre-pants.
Right, okay.
Now I'm in my post-pants stage.
Okay.
But the... Those ones are going.
The pants.
The ones we were talking about.
You're going to get rid of them?
Yeah.
Can we have them? We'll give them away. First week on the breakfast show. Win Will Young's used pants.
Okay.
What a thing.
I'll wash them.
No, don't.
All right.
The pervs like it. Oh.
With regards to the single...
They
right?
vacuum pack them in Japan, don't they? Not mine, but other people's.
How? Will Young's pants?
I read an article on it. They've got them in vending machines.
What, pants?
Yeah, it's really dodgy out there.
Anyway, back to your single, right, which is out this week.
Yeah.
We've had a few people, there's like a common thread on the emails today with people saying that they've tried to go and buy it from their various music retailers and they haven't been able to get hold of them.
Why?
Because they've been selling out, and this is the case in Croydon, also in St Albans and also on the Isle of, just to name three places. So people are trying to get it and they just can't get it.
Hey, that's good. And actually my housemate sent me a text today from HMV in Oxford Street saying the same thing.
But it's not good really, because people want to buy it and there's none in the shop.
That's
going to stop you, isn't it?
You've got to learn about these things. Forget the ego, that's a distribution problem.
Major distribution letdown.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Okay, all right, I'd better get on.
So look into that.
Have a word with your people. It's less money. Less singles. So, when's it out? It's out. It came out yesterday.
Yeah, it was out yesterday, and then the album's out next week.
It's a tough competition.
Yeah, who else is out? There's Shane...
Michael Jackson. Dizzy Rascal. Yeah. Thrills. Blink-182. And what were you saying?
The Children Need One.
Shane Ritchie. Have you heard it?
Yep.
Oh, man.
It's for a good cause, though,
isn't
it?
Have you heard it?
Yes, I have.
Oh,
I heard it on...
Man.
He did it on Children in Need.
Here's what I suggest, right? Buy Will Young's single and give the same amount of money that Shane Ritchie's single cost straight to Children in Need. And I'll tell you why. Shane Ritchie's record is awful.
That's going to limit our chances of getting him on the show.
Unless you... Well, you won't. Come on, Willie. Was he on with Sarah the other morning?
We've got a future bid for early next year, but that might not...
We've had a bid since early last year and bugger won't come on, will he?
You should get Kat on. She'd be a laugh. Oh, all right.
No, she's nice.
What? You know something?
No, Jessie Wallace is a great guest.
We've met her before. She was very, very, very nice.
I met her a couple of times. I think she's a great guest. She's really nice.
That's another off-mic moment, isn't it?
Well, it could have been.
All right.
So what would you buy? Will Young's record or Shane Ritchie singing I'm Your Man? Come good, come bad. I'll call you bad if there's a choice. Right, do you want to do this now, then? We'll play your record in a sec.
Okay.
Should we play it now?
Yeah, you don't have to.
I'm playing.
We'd like to.
Yes, please.
I'd like to. I like Will Young. I think he's good.
That's good.
It's nice.
Nice.
Huge package. Right, so, it's out in the shops today, hopefully. If you can find it.
If it's on the shelf.
You'll find it eventually. Don't forget to buy it, if you can, from a chart return shop.
Mm. In the bargain bin.
It's better for Will's career.
Maybe I should take this more seriously.
Well, I think you should. Mm. Two words for you. David Sneddon. That's all I'm saying. Right. So, this is Will Young's single. This is Leave Right Now.
That's Will Young and Leave Right Now here on Radio 1. It's out this week. Pop into your local record store and...
It won't be there.
It won't be there.
Well, it might be there.
But order it. Have a look for it.
You just got to look for it.
So there you go. Lovely, lovely. And when's the album out?
December the 1st, next week.
Yeah, next week. Comes out on Monday.
I'm looking forward to it.
Friday's Child.
We've
got a lot of emails about it, actually.
Okay.
No, I'm going to read them.
Oh.
I love Will Young, he's bit. Tell him I love him.
Yeah, tell him yourself.
I send that one.
Get your own radio show, love. I've seen his pants. So, we're going to do the questions.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this.
Is there anything you want to say before we do this?
Me?
Yeah.
Well,
great. Okay. Once again, we'll play you a clip of the person, and you are to decide. They're all personal questions.
Okay.
Some good, some bad. I have no idea what the questions are. So if you don't like the sound of them, go, don't want to hear the question. If you do like the sound of them, they can ask away.
All right.
Yeah, do you like that?
Okay.
All right, here comes listener number one. Oh, hang on.
Hi, I'm Simon from Bolton, and I'm a youth worker.
He's a media cooker?
Youth worker.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Simon from Bolton, and I'm a youth worker.
I'm a youth worker, okay. Nice question, bad question?
Well, I think youth worker is probably quite a nice guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, right.
Hi, Will. What is your favourite pie or pasty filling?
That's not a bad question.
I love the fact he's actually thinking about the answer.
I have an answer, if it was me.
Oh, yeah, see?
What? Oh, what, you want me to say it?
No, chicken and leek.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you got for potatoes? Dave?
Steak and ale.
Really? Interesting.
Always a bit too heavy.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You're listening to
probably lighter.
Radio 1.
Yeah.
With Will Young.
And Delia.
Next one.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Katie, and I'm an English student studying at Sheffield Hallam, and I'm from Derby.
There you go.
She sounds nice, doesn't she?
Do you want to hear a question?
All right.
Have you ever considered getting some lady love in? And if so, can it be me that gives it you?
She's a bit forward, isn't she?
Lady loving.
I wouldn't have expected that from her. She sounded young, innocent. Have I ever considered it?
His answer is chicken and leek.
Yeah. Chicken, leek and potato. Well, I mean, it might cross your mind occasionally, I suppose. But
really?
I don't know if I would. I think...
Jordan.
I don't know if I would.
No.
Chicken, leek and potato.
Next question.
Hi, I'm James, and I'm a student studying film studies from Leicester.
Right. What do you think?
I'm going to say no for that one.
Are you going to say no?
Yeah, he sounds like he's got an agenda.
Okay, all right. You'll never know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, move on. If you're not sure, move on.
I got an instinct there.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Next one.
Hi, my name's Beverly. I'm a personal assistant from Leeds.
Oh, go on, Leeds.
Go on, Beverly.
She's going to be mucky.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
You've been wearing the necklace, which is very nice. It looks really nice.
What was that? Well, hang on. Say that again.
You've been wearing the necklace, which is very nice. It looks really nice. And it looks like you've a photograph on it. Just wondered if it was a photo of someone special.
Well, that's very perceptive.
What was that? I can't really hear.
You've been wearing a necklace with a photograph on it.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's not of anyone special, but it is a nice necklace. From a shop called Concrete.
And is it was the photo of a stranger?
No, it's got like a kind of old... I don't know, it's like an old worn Victorian kind of thing.
Right. Is it a photo of someone in it?
Not. No. There's no one in particular. No.
But it's someone?
I think so.
But you don't know. So you're walking around with a necklace with a picture of somebody else that you don't know on it? Jeez, you've got to get some nice stuff. Jesus. What's that mean? Oh, that's sweet. Who's that?
No idea.
What's the point of that?
Well, I don't know.
But could it
I was going to wear it.
If someone had heat, cut it out.
Enough.
Put me in it.
Funnily enough, I didn't wear it today.
Okay. Probably because you know Alan would have tried to nick it off
it's
you.
It's been giving me spots on my chest.
Oh, has it? Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, I hate that.
You know when you get necklaces and you get those allergies
really
to necklaces?
I don't wear it, see. And I don't like it when it's cheap gold and it leaves a mark.
Makes it go green,
why are you
doesn't it?
In that funny voice.
I have no idea. Right, next one, are you ready? Flap your legs, Chris.
Hi, I'm Neil from Baripa and I'm a postie.
There you go. Neil's.
He's a pasty.
He's a postie.
Hi, I'm Neil from Baripa and I'm a postie.
He's a postie.
Chicken and leek.
What do you think? No?
Yeah.
You saying no?
Mm.
Okay, all right, fine, that's good.
Hi, I'm Amy, a schoolgirl from Norwich, and I really, really, really love you.
Aww.
Well, that's nice. Oh, I hope it's
she
nice...
sounds really nervous though, doesn't it?
Hi, I'm Amy, a schoolgirl from Norwich, and I really, really, really love you.
Aww.
Well, I think we should go with that question.
Okay, here it is.
I was just wondering what you're planning to do for a tour next year, and if you think about coming to Norwich.
Oh, yeah?
That's a nice question.
Yeah, boring, but, you know.
Touring, yeah, hopefully, maybe beginning of December. Beginning of December?
Hello.
We're in, almost
Hello
in December.
Hello.
Summer, and it's going to be like a theatre tour, which will be nice. More musical, more intimate, good fun.
Smaller venues to pack
Smaller venues.
Yeah, clever.
Norwich?
Yeah.
Less money, you see.
Oh, okay.
No, the big money ones are the arenas, apparently.
Right, okay.
I'm not doing arenas, and my singles aren't on the shelves.
It's all going well, isn't it?
I should be worried.
I tell you what. Darts in Westlife posters.
Mm.
So, would you go to Norwich?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Next one.
Hi, my name's Linton. I live in Blackpool and I run gambling amusement arcades.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I've gone funny in one ear. Hang on. Oh, there we go. That's better.
Right. You want to hear me again?
Hi, my name's Linton. I live in Blackpool and I run gambling amusement arcades.
He runs gambling and amusement arcades. I really don't know what the questions are, so I can't help.
What's the music in the background?
Kill Bill.
All right.
Do you hear it or not?
No.
It's up to you. No? Okay, right, next.
Hello, I'm Nicole. I'm a schoolgirl from Chatham.
Well, she sounds like she might be nice.
Yeah?
Go on, then.
You want to go for Nicole?
If you could be stuck in a lift with anybody, who would it be?
Chris Moyles.
You're stuck in a lift with anybody. You want to be stuck in a lift with a lift engineer. What are you really?
Yeah, guy who works for Otis or
I've
something.
I've never really got... That was a stupid question. Don't answer. Well, you said me.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Danny. I'm a telephone engineer from Cheltenham.
He sounds quite confident, doesn't he? He's going to dive in there with a real toughie.
Really?
All right, then.
Okay.
If you had a choice to go on a date with anybody in the world, who would it be?
Great question.
I thought it might be a bit more hard-hitting than that. Anyone in the world?
Yeah. Preferably alive.
Oh, really? I was going to say dead, actually.
Well, no, because they wouldn't be much fun, would they?
What are you writing down?
So tell me, Marilyn Monroe, how are you getting on these days? Marilyn, you got your head in the soup again, love. Come on.
He's writing something on a bit of paper. What's he writing
on a bit of paper?
Don't put your name on there.
Alid. God's sake.
I'd go on a date with Alid.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
He'd bore you to death.
We could talk about...
What? What's she doing? Okay, all right then. No, I've got that. I've already planned that out.
I like that one.
What? No, not seven.
No, five.
Five?
Five.
Because he's telling me what
you
question...
You do know the questions.
He does. I don't. I don't know the questions. See, I was going to play your Lintons again, actually.
Hi, my name's Linton. I live in Blackpool and I run gambling amusement arcades.
Okay. You don't want that one?
I like five.
You're five. Okay, five was Neil.
Hi, I'm Neil from Berriffa and I'm a postie.
Okay, you want that one.
And you'd say, all right. Okay, do you want to hear his question?
Go on, then.
Right. Have you got a light?
Fuck.
Have you got a light? Oh, dear. He doesn't even smoke, for goodness sake. He's given up smoking. The guy's trying to get away from cigarettes, and have you got a light?
Have you got a light?
It should be...
Have you got a light?
Boy. Shouldn't it really? What, an Ovaltine light? Is that what it is?
Oh, all right. No.
What was Linton's question?
If you'd like to join me for dinner, if you're single.
All right, okay. Oh, no, I didn't know, did I? I was just, for goodness sake.
Thanks, Linton.
There you go, yeah? I'm gambling in his arcades. I'd like to have for dinner. All right, thanks there, Sparky. I'm busy. Anyway, well, that was fun.
That was fun.
Thank you very much.
Can we not hear the other ones that I turned down?
I don't know which one you turned down. Let me find out.
If you could be a product on the supermarket shelf... What product would you be?
Yeah, Rubbish, Glenn, you turned that one down.
You've been wearing the necklace.
Broccoli.
Yeah, I think that was it, actually. I think you did pretty much most of it.
I don't know what product it would be.
No, I do. Yeah. So, the album comes out, what?
Go on.
Hang on, what was the question again?
If
you could be a product on the supermarket shelf, what product would you be?
Pot noodle.
Chicken and leek pie.
Steak and ale.
Yeah.
But not so heavy.
The album comes out on Monday. It's Will Young. It's Friday's Child. Please go out and buy it. It makes an excellent stocking filler for Christmas. Go out and buy yourself one and also buy one for a friend and introduce them to the beautiful voice of Will Young.
The beautiful sounds You know that I've just done an advert. Funny again in my ears.
All right. Go on.
Why has it gone funny?
I've no idea.
All right, okay. That's better. There we go.
What's your ad?
For the album.
Right.
And we wanted you to do the voiceover.
Oh, do you know what? They asked me, right? But I broke my phones last week. I dropped my phone and then I got another phone and it was all a bit confused. It was meant to be this morning and because they couldn't get hold of me, I missed it. However, if you're really that desperate, I will do it for a straight grand buyout and I'll go in tomorrow morning.
I think we've used someone else now.
Yeah, we'll just dump them.
Well, still it's quite
expensive. Your career. You're in charge. Who did you know? Do you know who it is? Be some too, Bob. Whoever did it, second rate after me. And now that you've just said that on the air, someone will be really excited going, I cast a voice the new Will Young advert today. And now you've said that, they'll go, oh, second choice after Chris Moyles.
Well.
You ruined it.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
You could.
Namone will be furious now. I don't know who's done it. And the single is out today, which is called Leave Right Now. And that's what he's just going to do. He's going to leave right now. He's
going to
make like a tree and leave or something. Well, lovely to see you.
I'm going to the theatre tonight.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you going to see?
I'm going to go and see...
I wouldn't say it on the air, because... Almost!
Something.
Almost.
Something.
You're going out to Watford again, is that what you're doing? Something
yes,
like that.
Yeah.
You're going to
Inverness.
Inverness,
yeah.
Are you really?
In my limo.
You wait. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend that is Will Young. Hey. He's just a rascal. Willie Rascal. No, not that came out right. You know what I mean?
No, Willie Rascal.
He's just a rascal. William Rascal.